Welcome into Jags at the Roundtable. J.P. Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. We start with a big visit this week. Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner at Everbank Field, to receive award on behalf of the league from Jack's Sports Medicine. Always a big deal when the commissioner's in town. And a good program, Project 17, to put an athletic trainer at every school in the county. But the commissioner's in, that's a big deal, John.
Yeah, it is. And it's not something that's going to be a huge news hit because he didn't really speak to the media. But it was a chance for Roger to get here, to get with Shad and Mark Lamping and see what's going on in Jacksonville. And I think on that level, it's probably more important to the organization, to Shad and Mark, than it will be maybe seen publicly.
Well, and you know, you did your time in Indy, and while you were gone, anytime we talked about the commissioner in Jacksonville, the question was LA.
Right.
Right, 2002, 2003. That, to me, the striking part about his appearance in Jacksonville was there was no conversation about the overall health of the franchise and how would it survive. Even when he was here a couple years ago to talk about the London games, it was always fear and worrying, are they leaving? Not today. He was here just to talk with and about the Jaguars and the Project 17 program, which, as the father of a high school athlete, I'm grateful to see that the NFL is investing.
And in the few remarks he did make, you could tell there's a respect level from Roger Goodell towards Shad Khan and Mark Lamping, so that's a big deal.
Pro Day season winding down. We are less than 4 weeks from the first round of the NFL draft on April 28th. What's left and what's next in the process? And how do you see the draft shaping up at the top?
Well, I think what's really interesting, and John, we've talked about this, is you know how trends, how things start to kind of move in a direction. And you keep hearing that at least one quarterback is absolutely going in the top five, but with Dallas sitting there, with Philly and San Francisco both sitting back at 7 and 8, wanting a quarterback,
right.
You know, there's a movement that we could see two in the top five, and that would be great for the franchise.
Well, the more the merrier.
Absolutely.
I mean, the more offensive guys you get up there, Laremy Tunsil, quarterbacks, maybe even get DeForest Buckner up there, the more you can get Miles Jack, Jalen Ramsey, Joey Bosa, that bunch down toward five, the better. I would still be very surprised if one of those three guys, if somebody that is perceived as a need, an impact player, is not there available for number five. I've been surprised before, but I think that'll happen. Better to get two quarterbacks up there.
Yeah, we don't know where the Jaguars board sits at this point in time, but to be able to have the choice between two and not just to take the third,
right.
You know, chances are one of those guys is a guy they really want.
It would be certainly surprising, though, if the Jags went offensive line at number five or that high overall. Considering all the changes on the O-line for the Jaguars this year, let's talk about it a little bit. Beecham is here to compete with Jokel. You might move Linder to center. Is this O-line better on paper right now?
Well, I think it's better for several reasons. First, you're going to get Brandon Linder back.
Amen.
Second, A.J. Cann is there and will be good on the interior. He showed he can play last year. So all of a sudden, just that gets you better, and I always believe that you get better from inside your building than you do outside your building. But adding Kelvin Beecham, getting him over there, it now feels like you've got five starters that you know you can rely on. Depth still may be a little bit of an issue, but that's an issue all around the league. There's not a lot of lines that go eight deep anymore. You can't do that with the salary cap. In the early 90s, you could. These days you can't.
You had me at they get Brandon Linder back. I mean, that right there makes them – look, he the last we saw him, he was dominating in Dominican Sue. No tackles, right? And he then missed the rest of the season, so you get him back. And I will add this to what John said. In the last 2 years, the Jaguars have found a starting caliber guard, maybe an all-pro caliber guard in Linder, in the third round of the draft. Well, maybe they find another one.
I think it'll be a case where they've got a – that's going to have to hit him in the face, meaning I don't think they're going to go into the draft looking for it, but maybe it falls to him.
We'll see what happens coming up. That'll do it for Jags of the Roundtable.